Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The World March of Women also present in activities at the COP21. We decided to come and defend the land, the territory and the bodies of women also here in Paris, said Peruvian feminist Rosa Guillen of the World March of Women in the framework of the activities parallel to the UN COP21 on climate change. And we say to the governments, no to false solutions, no to fracking, no to agribusiness for agrofuels based on agriculture, she added, while she demanded binding treaties to reduce carbon emissions and finance for adaptation to the climate crisis. Real World Radio interviewed Rosa at the end of one of La Villa Campesina's conferences on Saturday in Montreal at the Alternatives Village that gathered thousands of people in a wide range of activities during the weekend. Rosa highlighted, we want everyone to know that we defend Maxima Acuña against Conga, which has plans to install a mine in her territory, polluting the water of farmers. We also stand with our friends in Arequipa, who are fighting against the mining companies that want to destroy agriculture, which provides food for the population. Maxima Acuña is a farmer who, together with her family, has a small land in Tragadero Grande in Sorocucho peasant community, Cajamarca, Peru, and has been facing a legal battle against Yanacocha Mining Company that wants to evict her as part of the establishment of their Conga project. But the peasant farmer is resistant in defense of her livelihoods, the water and mountains where her lands are located. Rosa also highlighted that as women, we are fighting against the violence exerted on the territories, and this is one of the issues brought to the tables in Paris. She said that 2015 has been the year of the fourth international action of the World March of Women, with numerous demonstrations around the world. Rosa highlighted one of the claims this year, dignified work against informal labor and precarious work in all continents. The feminist leader also defended food sovereignty, because with the climate crisis, the ability to produce food and face hunger is being affected, and she defended small family farming. Real World Radio took the opportunity to ask Rosa about the main outcomes for Peruvian social movements after having organized the People's Summit in Lima in December 2014, in parallel to the UN COP20 on climate change in that city. The activist pointed out that the most important thing was the strengthening of the link among indigenous, peasant, women organizations and unions against the capitalist system in favor of dignified work. We continue fighting to change the system and the governments in our countries, she concluded.